This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio. Good to see you all. We're going to do a post-vision show here, even though I think we're going to do more post-vision shows, but we're going to have a very interesting post-vision 2024 show. Thanks for listening and sharing and being part of our group. We so appreciate you hanging out. And if it wasn't for the input and the feedback that we constantly get, we'd probably be dead in the water without you. So thanks for being here. I got a really cool show. Let me introduce you to my panel. Jim Fleshman is here, Automotive Alley, Arcade in Marilla, New York. Jim.
How's it going, everybody?
Nice to see you. A friend of mine, local in town. Know him and his wife, Shelley, well. Thank you for being here. And I wish we could find that picture that we all took at the Buffalo Airport as we were all, you know, you and your crew were heading down to Vision. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Tracy put that up on social. I'm sure it's still out there. And then my next guest, our guest, Jim, is Evan Hansen. Hey, Evan.
Hey, how's it going?
He's coming to us. This is the first time ever I've spoken to someone from Maui, Hawaii. How are you, man?
Good.
Remember, if you earn your living in the service aftermarket, then Apex is the expo for you. Continue listening, and we'll bring you the latest from Apex 2024. Save the date, November 5th through the 7th, 2024. Hey, did you know that Napa Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Also, thanks to AftermarketManagementNetwork.com for information that can help you move your business ahead and for the free and informative LaborRateTracker.com. You may have heard Matt Fonslow's podcast as he was doing a Vision recap, and he had mentioned, I don't think he knew your name, but he said, there was this guy from Hawaii, and he came in, and there was this guy from Buffalo, and there was such a connection. So I want to talk about that. I have a ton of questions to ask Evan, but take us, Jim, to the point where you looked at this individual, found out his story, and put your arm around him and says, hang with us.
Well, we were at the High Tech Expo, and I was just walking around checking out some new technology, and two of my guys were over conversating with themselves and kind of looking at some stuff, and I happened to walk back over, and there's another person over there talking with him, and I jokingly said, who the heck are you? He had mentioned his name, and I asked where he's from, and I didn't know if I heard him right at first when he said Maui. I go, did you just say Maui? Like, as in Hawaii? And he goes, yeah. I go, you got to be kidding me. So that started a crazy conversation of how he got here and why he's here and all of that stuff. And I said, well, who are you with? And so by myself, I go, well, looks like you're going to hang with us for the rest of the couple days. So, and at that point, my guys were laughing, and it was kind of cool. And I just felt empowered that we had to embrace him and bring him in and let him be part of our group and our culture. And so, yeah, he didn't have anybody, so we had to give him somebody. Unfortunate for him, it was us.
or fortunately. How many did you have there, Jim? How many of your team did you bring?
There was 8 of us.
You're closed on Fridays anyway, but you had to leave on Wednesday. I know that for sure. So were you closed completely on Thursday?
Yes. Yep, we closed down. Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday. Hey, there's that picture.
Yeah, well, there's that picture. If you're watching on video, you can see it. There we are at the Buffalo Airport. Heck of a great crew. Tell us the other story about our friend at Klings. And by the way, the reason that we're telling these stories is because this is important stuff to know. I've never seen more people, shop owners at Vision this year that closed and brought a huge crew. It was kind of a thing 3 or 4 years ago, and now it's kind of almost like mainstay, Jim. High fives to you for doing this.
Appreciate it. It's not easy to do. It's not easy, but you know, we also know if we don't educate, we evaporate. So, I mean, we have to educate our people.
You also brought your service advisor, I think, right?
Right, service advisors, and then one of the gentlemen that was in our 20 group had just mentioned to us the week before, I think it was, that he'd love to get some training for one of his service writers, and which is his son. So I know that we potentially had another spot that could work out for him. And so we made a phone call, checked. Shelly and I talked about it and called up Marty and said, hey, if your son's interested in going, we got a spot for him. So put him on a plane and let's educate him. So that's what happened. We took him under the wing too. So again, it was a cool thing.
And I think that happened just a couple of days prior, right?
Right, right. Yeah, there wasn't much notice, and Cody was fortunate enough to change his schedule. And, you know, he's a new father and husband, and being able to just take off and go wasn't easy for him. So he pulled it off. It was cool.
These are great human interest stories that I love to be told, and I want others to think, while we were this close, we should have done that. I'm encouraged by hearing Jim's story that he reached out to the local people because he had an opening. And then to have Evan bump into you guys and you put your arms around him. Evan, explain to us when you first met Jim. He's kind of a gregarious guy.
I would agree. Very generous. Very nice guy, though. Yeah, I was just walking around at the Tool Expo, and I knew how important it was that I needed to make connections. And so I walked up to Nate and Derek, and they were kind of, you know, talking amongst themselves on the side. And I walked up. I was like, hey, how's it going, guys? And just started talking to them, and we kind of hit it off.
Why didn't you walk up to some older folks that were there and say the same thing?
I don't know. They were pretty approachable looking to me, and they were my age. And
it's scarier to walk up to a bunch of old guys that look like they're going to tear your head off than compared to people of your age group.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Jim, Evan, I was so impressed with the youth that were there. That was their vision. I was blown away by it. And to your point, Evan and Jim, your team, very young.
Mm-hmm. We have a young group. Yep.
I was so excited to see that. And 1,300 some newbies, including you, Evan, you said to us just a few minutes ago, it was important that I meet people. Are you an extrovert? Are you an introvert? I mean, why was that critical?
Well, I'm definitely an introvert, and I do want to work on that, though. To me, I just really wanted to meet and talk with other people in the field, especially, you know, not where I'm from, to kind of see how things are ran in other places, and just have connections in the future if I have any problems I can have someone to talk to get advice. And I really love the industry, and I want to meet people in it and know people in it. So that was an important takeaway from the event, was definitely meeting people.
How old are you?
I am 23 years old.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Let that sink in a moment to my listener. And think of the number of 23-year-olds who may be listening to this. And if not, you have a friend who's 23, or you're an owner that has 23-year-olds in the shop, or your child, your son, your daughter's 23. And you say, well, maybe when they're 30, I'll send them to some classes or something like that. They got to get a little bit more mature.
And it's not just 23. He's 23, and he made his way to Vision by himself. That's the most powerful thing.
And on your own dime, am I right, Evan?
Yep, that's right.
That's part of the story here that I think we want to talk about, is that he says, hey, listen, I got to get the Vision. And somehow you figured out Vision existed. You learned about it from some people, some buddies, and I got to go. Getting on, signing up, getting the credit card out, and doing all of this on your very own, I'm going to guess it cost thousands.
Yeah.
Was this the first time you left Hawaii on your very, very own?
I've been to Texas on my own to visit my sisters.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. How long was the flight?
To Vision was around 10 hours.
Just do the math. That's a day. Were you there till Sunday?
Yeah, till Sunday.
How many classes did you take?
5 classes, yeah.
5. Biggest takeaway?
Probably in John Thornton's class. His process, his diagnostic process, his class was set up kind of running through case studies, and just the way he would move around the diagnostic process was just perfect. It was something that I aspire to become, is that fluent in diagnostics.
Matt Fonzola will be happy to have heard you say that, because he does know that the sun rises and sets on John, and he accredits so much of what Matt does today on having taken some John classes and then meeting John, and respects him immensely. I mean, you got top of the mountain there.
Yeah, I had to take that class.
What are the classes?
So I took PICO 7 techniques with Adam Robertson. I took pressure waveform acquisition and analysis with Brandon Steckler. CAN bus communication, the domestic drivability, that was with John Thornton. And then I took a profit structuring and business analysis class.
Whoa.
So most people wouldn't think a 23-year-old is taking some of these classes, which I was super impressed with, that obviously he is the one who picked the classes to put himself in, to inflict the pain upon himself, to learn these things. So I know when we put our group together to head division, we all pick out classes, then we talk about it yearly, every other year, which is to make sure we don't get the same classes again. And we purposely put everybody in different classes. You know, there's some classes that we pick that Shelly and I look at them and go, I think that class might be a little bit over somebody's head. But for Evan, in his scenario, there's nobody sitting there to do that to him. So he picked the classes, inflicted the pain upon himself, and they're not entry-level classes in any way. That was cool. And I'm not saying that our guys took entry-level classes or not. What I'm saying is, myself, being in the educational world and being in the industry for more than a couple of years, I think I have the ability to take a look at somebody, watch them work, see what works for them, and then try to steer them in a class that I think would benefit them. And it's going to push them out of their comfort zone too, so that they learn. But what you don't want to do is put yourself in a class where you're overpowered and you shut down in the middle of it because it's over your head. After speaking with Evan for a little bit, I knew that he wasn't what I would call entry level. So it's super cool to see some of the stuff that he took.
Want to own a shop someday? Is that why you took the profit class?
Possibly. I just think that it's a good idea to understand the whole aspect of the shop. I'd like to know, you know, how it's running behind the scenes, kind of the whole machine, how it works. I think that's important to understand that part of it too, everything. I'm fascinated by how it works and the numbers behind it. It was kind of easy for me. It's definitely an interest of mine to know that stuff. It's fun.
Will you go again next year?
I hope so. I really want to.
Because Jim fed you some good barbecue?
Yeah. That's a reason, yeah. For
sure. We did do that.
Yeah.
You're going to dinner with us tonight, so here we go.
That was awesome, yeah. I really appreciate that.
We'll take another business class next year then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're 23 and you're mature beyond your years. It just seems to be so well grounded. Do you know what you want to be when you grow up? And that was just a little sly thing here.
I want to be one of the best.
At whatever you do?
Yeah. In this field, I know that that's kind of my life purpose.
How can you do that when everything on Maui just got destroyed?
Well, Jim, that's pretty far from the truth.
Exactly.
It's not everything that got wiped out. You know, it was really pretty horrible what did happen, pretty devastating in the Lahaina area.
And that's people's perception. Everybody thinks that when they hear Maui, and when I met Evan And he said, he's from Maui. I go, I thought most of everything got destroyed. And he quickly educated me that wasn't the case. So that's why I said that, is because people's perception is that when you hear the word Maui, that Maui got wiped off the map. As Evan said, it's not the case. So pretty cool.
Yeah, we're all bouncing back. You know, the community came together and you get to see what that was like, how well the community here can come together and help each other out. And there's a lot of hope for rebuilding that area in Lahaina. It was really a historic town, a pretty important piece of Maui. But, you know, we got the whole rest of Maui to work on, you know, and focus on. And, you know, everybody's still running. Businesses are still running, you know, just got to bounce back from it.
If you went to Apex 2023, then you realize the incredible commitment that Apex has to the service professional, shop owner, technician, and service advisor. Joe's Garage is your place to hang out with 10 working bays and real live working conditions. Also, the best tech companies, from tools and repair to management software, had their latest and greatest on display and demonstrated for you. You also attended technical and business management training with the industry's best and brightest trainers, coaches, and teachers. Work is underway to make next year's Apex 2024 have even more product demos, trending training, marketing, and social media support to help you grow your career, sales, and profits. Remember, if you earn your living in the service aftermarket, then Apex is the expo for you. Continue listening, and we'll bring you the latest from Apex 2024. Save the date, November 5th through the 7th, 2024. Hey, let's face it. Your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the industry's best, most comprehensive SMS. Now, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you need to run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. And having local representation is a huge plus. Customizing Trax to your business, whether you're a one-person shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company, a representative consults with you to help optimize your shop's workflow, efficiency, and profitability. Trax always has the flexibility to do business how you need to do it, which means it can also grow as your business grows. And unlike the other guys, we'll be there for you after installation with the best training and support in the business. Yes, a learning management system tailored to each role in your company. Simply put, Trax was designed and built for shop owners just like you. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Hey, ever wonder how your labor rate compares to your market and state? You now have a site where you can confidentially upload your rate and see other labor rates published in your market. LaborRateTracker.com is an important site to know about. Currently, the database has over 1,000 shops participating and growing every day. But there's more to setting your rates than finding out what others charge. You should look at the labor rates in your state and town to gain a complete picture of the labor rate landscape. Hey, it's easy. Get market intelligence like never before at LaborRateTracker.com. Evan, I'm looking for your perception of vision, and I would ask you this question then. If you had a friend in Maui and he came up to you and says, what was vision like? What would you say?
I would say pretty astonishing, pretty amazing, impressive to really see, like you were saying earlier, with how many shops and owners were taking their whole team out. It was really cool. It was professional. I would say that the training is really good. Being in person is hard to duplicate in anything sort of online. Everybody there is really nice. Everybody wants to help each other out, and it's like we're all kind of on the same team. It's just really cool to meet people in your industry. I don't talk to a lot of people that are even in my industry here even. So it's cool to connect with people I can relate to.
Jim, you're watching Evan. You're hanging out with him. You made him part of your team. What was your impression?
We have a professional that's standing in front of us that's eager to learn and wants to meet people. And the most powerful thing is that he came by himself. He came by himself we were sitting there talking, and I go, I don't think you realize how fortunate you are to be here, to be with all of these I'm going to use the word celebrities, and I'm going to use Carm Capriotto as one of those celebrities. And I know that it, Carm, I get it. I understand why you're shaking your head, but I don't think you realize the difference that you make in everybody's lives, the difference that you've changed the aftermarket, the automotive industry. You don't put enough value in that. I know you do. You don't look at it like that. So one, we thank you. That's, you know, part of the reason you are Humanitarian of the Year. And that was an awesome thing. Congratulations. But, you know, as I said to Evan, I go, just look around here. There's celebrities everywhere. And Evan was looking around, and who's standing next to me? Jerry Trigliera. So Jerry's there. I go, Jerry, hey, you got to meet Evan. And Evan knows Jerry from training. And so that's what I mean when I say celebrities. I'm not talking Hollywood celebrities. I'm talking our real world celebrities. The Carms, the Jerrys, the Matt Fonslows. Those are the people in our industry that I would consider the celebrities, the guys that really have the passion to make the difference. And that's important. And all of those people are there. So Evan was like, yeah, I can't believe all these people. And now he's shaking hands with them. Did you ever think you were going to be in that position, Evan?
No, I didn't. It's pretty amazing. I would definitely rather meet these people in the industry, what you call celebrities in our industry,
right,
than, you know, Hollywood celebrities. That's for sure. It means a lot more to me.
You got a brand new piece of the value of networking, and I talk about that a lot. When people finally realize the power of networking, light bulbs come on. Jim, think about you. You've been an educator for years at college, automotive technology. Starts a shop. We've told your story before on the show. Starts a shop, drives back and forth how many miles a day?
An hour ride one way.
An hour ride one way. Shelley's running the business. You come home, work the shop at night, get up and do the same thing until you finally said to yourself, we've got enough built up here. I'm out of education and I'm into the business. And you recently bought your second shop. And when you think about networking and the power that it helped you with, you know, and it probably started a little bit with networking and coaching at the same time for you. The value and the power of that, Evan, he figured it out. And it didn't take you long, Evan, to figure it out.
Yeah.
So now he's got friends and business cards and emails and Facebook friends that are going to do great things for you. It doesn't matter if you live in the next town or you live, you know, 10 hours away on an airplane.
One of the things that Evan said when we were talking is that, yeah, you know, hey, unfortunately, the place where I'm at isn't going to be there much longer. And I go, oh, you're kidding me. And so I'm not trying to take his thunder, but he said, well, you might as well just stay over here. You're in a place where there's, if you walked around Vision and said, hey, I'm looking for a job, you will not go home without being employed. So we can take him to Buffalo and put him on payroll or not. So he was in the right place to be in a bad situation. So I know when he had mentioned that, I was like, trust me, you're here on your own dime to educate yourself. You will have no problem finding employment. And I truly meant that. I mean, if we needed to put him on payroll, I'd put him on payroll just because, you know, you get that first impression. Evan is, he's pure.
Yeah. It's the stock. You've got what it takes to have a very fruitful career. And, you know, and I get excited to hear somebody take a business course. Yes, because, you know, it could take 10 years to get where you need to get to save the money, do a business plan, to go to a bank, to get the loans and the money, or to find a successor that would say, come on in, man, and let's do this thing in 10 years. I'm 55. You're a young man. You can own the shop while you're 30s. There are so many unbelievable deals and situations that are out there that the world's your oyster, man. So tell us the story about Jim saying, while you still have a job, I mean, is the business still there?
It's there until pretty much the end of the week. this week. The owners of the property that we're renting a section of our building, they have basically other plans for the property. They're ending up, all the businesses in that property that are renting are going to have to move out. They're sort of kicking everybody out, basically. And yeah, we're finishing up. I'm finishing up the last project in the shop right now, and we got to get everything out pretty much by Sunday. But I'm excited because, you know, it's going to be a good transition into furthering my career, I believe. I could find a good spot. And
have you found that spot?
I've been looking at a couple places.
And it's a move he may be taking, which he wouldn't have took if this wasn't pushed in his face.
That's true, yeah. I think it's going to be a blessing in disguise.
Well, think about coming back from vision with a renewed sense of everything, Jim. Total everything. Reborn again as it comes to career, it comes to opportunity, comes to new friends, comes to networking, and you actually have getting ready to put it all on the line.
That's right, yep. I couldn't have been a better time, I guess you could say.
All right, you may need a manager. I'll only take 5%, not 10. Yeah, meet all these great people. We can go find them jobs, Jim, you know?
Well, you know, you go to Vision, you never know what you're going to run into.
And if you come to Buffalo and you're here on the, what is it, the 8th, Jim?
Yeah, the 8th is...
The 8th at 3:10 in the afternoon. Do you know where ground zero for the eclipse, the solar eclipse is? It's like right in the center of our county. The reason you need to come to Buffalo, Evan, is to see the solar eclipse if we have a clear day.
I don't think you're going to be able to come into Buffalo. I don't think you'll find any way in here.
We found out this morning that 800,000 people are descending on Buffalo. They've got the police and the thruway. Every hotel is sold out within 100 miles of Buffalo. And I really hadn't been watching the local news much, but we found that out this morning from Eclipse Expert, right, Jim? At our independent meeting, just ironically, Paul Henderson decides to bring in this guy that he met someday. We all bought the official glasses, right? The solar eclipse glasses. They're not knockoffs.
They're not knockoffs. They're shade 15s, and they're bought specifically for this purpose. So it's going to be one day, and one day only, you're going to see 800,000 to 1 million people with 3D goggles on driving around everywhere.
They said that French Road and Transit Road was ground zero in Buffalo, and we just hope that the weather's going to play right.
Oh, wouldn't that be crazy?
I mean, so anyway, I didn't mean to go down a side thing, but, you know, we're just trying to recruit you to come to Buffalo, Evan. That's
Or what was the year? It was 2045 was the next one, and it was
2144 back here in town, 2144. And Tim was walking out of the door of the restaurant. He goes, I won't be here for 2144, but I guarantee you people with their flying cars will show up here. So what do you think of this, the technology that we're working on, Evan? I mean, you're right, you know, seeing all this great stuff. Are you doing a lot of diagnostic work as a technology specialist in the business?
I like your wording there with technology specialist. And yes, I love doing diagnostic work. It's kind of like when that comes in my bay, I can't stop smiling. Like I'm ready to go. Like it's really fun to me. You know, it's not always fun throughout the entire process. You know, there's points that you're stuck or angry at times, but it's so worth it in the end. I gotta figure it out. You know, I love, you know, how things work and trying to get it to work how it should work.
Jim, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what I would love for you to do is to give Evan some ideas of the questions that he needs to ask of his future employer, such as, will you pay for my training?
Training, tooling, technology, all of those, you know, those three T's, you gotta beat that into somebody and just look around, ask them if you can work in the shop with them for a day or two. That'll help seal the deal for you. You know, it's no different than buying a car. You're going to buy a car. You're going to want to test drive it. You want to see how it goes down the road. Correct. I mean, you're test driving them as just as much as they're test driving you. So try to have them open-minded enough to let you come work with them and do that. It's a different way of jumping on somebody's team, especially in a situation like that. It's not that you have to go to that specific only spot. You have other places, correct? There's other areas out there. So yeah, make sure you go in and ask them, hey, what type of technology do you guys, what informational systems do you use? Do you pay for training? You know, in New York State, we have to have New York State inspection licenses. I can't speak for Hawaii if there is a state inspection. I don't know that, but
I think they have a surfboard. They have a surfboard inspection.
Yeah. But those are things that are, I believe, are important, and making sure that you're put in a place that you can blossom and grow and make yourself a better technician, a better, possibly down the road, husband, better leader, all of that stuff. And that goes from technical training, and you want to be pushed into a rough spot, into a bad position, because, you know, you're not learning unless you're feeling some pain. So that's important.
Evan, did you hear about the vision from Matt Fonslow's podcast at all?
Yeah, I did.
So now Matt gets stipends from Carm, and then Carm gets them back from Vision. So that's not how it works.
No stipends. No stipends. Matt did some great episodes of recent. God, I just got to tell you all, if you didn't listen to his electricity episode, you must listen to Matt's episode. The thing that amazes me about what Matt's electricity thing is, he's just talking about it like it's the back of his hand. He knows electricity so well, and how he was doing the formulas. I don't know if you heard that one, Evan. He was doing formulas, and I'm trying to keep up with him because I'm not an electrical nerd like Matt would be. And it just humbles you to realize what you need to know or may not know about volt, ohms, and amps, and the equations that allow you to guide yourself to figure out.
By knowing those equations, you can quickly look at something and go, that's definitely not even the problem. You're going down the wrong road. And it's something that we all overlook and nobody really pays much attention to. But Matt's right. You know, that equation and that process is important.
You love electrical, Evan?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting to me. And it's easy to learn as well, because it is just so fascinating. And it's crazy to me that in this field, you get so involved in. I didn't know, you know, when I was starting out, I didn't realize how deep you could get into the electrical system, you know, with amp clamps, measuring amperage, voltage, looking at voltage closely with a scope, seeing fast signals, the way that it works, you know, it's always constant, like you said, with the formulas. That never changes. You can't change that formula. It's key to diagnostics for sure, to understand just basic electrical fundamentals. And they carry over across the platform, basically.
And that's what I kept hearing from that episode, the word fundamentals in my mind, Evan. And again, I'm not that electrical geek, but as Matt kept going over some particular points in the formulas and divide this and put your finger over that, and he was really, if you will, it was a little algebra in my mind. He was doing a little algebra. And I found it to be fascinating, especially now, okay, I've got the numbers over here, but it's these two things right here next to my nose that allows me to go out and see, wow, that could be a bad ground. Or wait a minute, let me go check the fuse. It was logic, math, and eyesight that I think helped him, you know, show how he was going to, you know, troubleshoot some stuff. It's basic. Sometimes we make it too hard, you know, Jim?
It's not that we make it too hard. It's just we didn't understand how hard it was until you get into that.
So, Evan, new job coming up. What is it you really want to do in this next few years? What are you looking for, I guess? That's my question.
Kind of like Jim said too, I want to find a place where I can blossom. You know, I can grow into an even better technician. I would like to be part of a team for sure, part of a good culture. I want to better myself.
Here's a 23-year-old that says culture.
Right. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
The top 25% of the industry who listen to this show, they get it. But part of our goal to advance the industry, Jim, to your point of why we work so hard at what we do, our purpose is to get the next batch to come on over and jump on board with all the things that are necessary to grow a great business. It starts with yourself, number one. It really does. You got to fix you first. Never forget that, Evan. As much as you are confident in your abilities, you've got to be sure that you never get in the way of your success because you form a particular attitude or you get hardened in one particular way. Because if you're looking to run your own business, you've got to have people on board that are willing to follow you and believe in you. You want to give them all that you possibly can to help you grow a successful business. Great. He takes a profit course. I love it. It's just beautiful. You need to stay in touch with Jim and I, okay, Evan?
I will.
We want to know what's going on with you and your career. And if there's anything, maybe we can fly John Thornton down to Maui or something.
It's funny because I texted
him. That would be amazing. It's not such a bad place to come and visit. I mean,
I texted him yesterday. You know, I thought he was in my brain the other direction, timeline wise. And so I text him at 8 o'clock in the morning. I said, yeah, you didn't reply to my text. He goes, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I go, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe that. I totally forgot. I was in the other direction. So
yeah, he's behind us. So at our 1 o'clock, it was, I think, your 7 a.m., Evan?
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been my interesting challenge, is to work out all the time zones and how we do what we do. Anyway, Jim Fleshman, Automotive Alley Arcade in Marilla, New York, and Evan Hansen out in Maui. And we hope to find out what your new job is going to be in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And for sure, we'll see you at Vision next year. But stay in touch with us. We really do want to know what's going on. And since you have a desire to network, Jim and I are the peoples to help you with that. Thank you so much for being here, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Really. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.